Be in demand.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Self-Empowerment Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast. And today we're talking about being in demand. There are some people that are in demand. People want to be around these people. They're like magnets. And then there are other people who are more repulsive. Nobody wants to be around those people. And then there are kind of the neutral crowd, you know. They're not repulsive, but they're not exactly magnetic. Which one are you? Where do you fit in? Would you like to be more in demand? Would you like to be more magnetic? Would you like to have people looking at you and saying, I really like that guy. I really like that woman. There's something special about them. I want to do business with them because there's something special about them. You can be in demand. And that's what we're going to talk about in this podcast today. I want to remind you that if we're helping you in even the smallest way, that the best thing to do is to subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We love having you as a subscriber. And you can also write to us with your successes, things that are going on in your life at lawofattractionsolutions.com. But I have a personal favor to ask of you. We're four five-star reviews away from our goal. That's all we need, just four more on iTunes. If you'd be happy enough to go to iTunes, give us a positive review, if you believe it. Give us five stars and help us hit our goal. We'd really appreciate that because it helps other people find our podcast. And that's important because we believe that we're on a mission to empower as many lives as possible. You know, I'm going to divert just for a moment here. I believe the most important thing that you can teach someone is how to be self-empowered. You know, years ago, they called it rugged individualism. Americans were rugged individualistic. We don't hear that much anymore. But you don't have to be an American to be an individual. You don't have to be an American to say, look it, I want to be empowered from within, not from the government, not from my family, not from my church, but from within. I'm not saying family, government, or church are bad. And they can be part of the factor, part of the overall pie that makes you who you are. But we believe that empowering individuals is imperative to improving the quality of life in our world. I have to tell you that driving through town oftentimes is a very bittersweet situation because there are so many people that are homeless, without any hope, destitute, begging for money. And oftentimes these are people that have strong bodies, strong minds, and could be working. But somewhere along the line, they've come to believe that empowerment comes through laziness. Now, I'm not saying everybody's lazy. There are mentally ill. There are veterans, which is an absolute disgrace that a country like the United States of America has veterans on the side of a freeway begging for money. These people were not given a strong empowerment message, or if they were, they never internalized it and made it their own. The most important thing you can do for your children is to teach them to be independent and interdependent, working with others. That's the most important thing you can give your children. That's the most important thing that I can give you with this podcast every day. That's why we want to reach so many people. Help us do that. Help us get the word out. Give us that 5-star review. Thank you. Boy, that was a pitch, huh? I didn't mean to pitch you, but honestly, we really believe that. Every morning when we write up our podcast, we're thinking, who can we reach with this empowering message? So you want to be in demand. And it's a good thing to be in demand. First, people that are in demand, I'm going to give you qualities. And if you can develop these qualities, you will be in demand. You will be more popular. People will want to be around you. You will be more magnetic. First, focus on goals. You know, people that are in demand focus on goals on a regular basis. They're goal-oriented individuals. They're always focused in the direction of their goals. Number two, they're accessible. If you're one of those people who, I'm just too busy. You know, you're never going to be in demand. Because there are people that are heads of Fortune 500 companies that are accessible. If you are not accessible, it's a sign that you don't want the interaction. So find ways to be accessible. I didn't say use up all your time, waste all your time in chit chat, but find ways for people of every strata within the company, within your family, within your community to reach you. People that are in demand are constantly grateful. They don't boast, well, I did this and I did that. They're grateful. It was a team effort. We all did together. I'm so grateful for all the people I have around me. I'm so grateful for my family, my wife, my husband. I'm so grateful for the training I received. I'm so grateful. You know, you can't buy this kind of stuff. It has to be real. And that's why spending a few minutes every day in gratitude is absolutely essential. People who are in demand are filled with passion. They're not the ones that are just standing in the corner like little toy soldiers. They've got passion for what they believe in, for who they are, for where they're going, for what they want to accomplish, for others. They're courteous. They open the door. Yes, they're chivalrous. They practice chivalry. They're just good people. They're polite. People in demand handle criticism well. Do you handle criticism well, or do you stew on it? Do you chew on it? Are you really a happy person inside? Or is there a lot going on? Are you overly critical of yourself? Do you handle your own criticism well? You know, people who are in demand, who are magnetic, are individuals that oftentimes will make small promises and they keep their word. They keep their word. There's never an excuse for not keeping your word. You can say, I forgot about it. There was a change of plan. I had a different feeling about something else. I found something else that was better. You still did not keep your word. And don't say, well, I didn't promise. If you say something, do it. You know, the Master Jesus says, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. You don't have to take an oath. You don't have to promise on a stack of Bibles. Yes means yes, no means no. I say I'm going to do something, do it. Very magnetic. The The magnetic types of individuals are about self-sacrifice. They will go without something, do without something, give up something, so that someone else can receive a reward. It's not always about, you know, yourself. It's about sacrificing for others. You know, there's a lot of problems in the world, isn't there? There's problems all over the place. But magnetic individuals who are in demand are solution-oriented individuals. Focus on solutions. There's all kinds of problems. You're always going to have problems. That's just the nature of life. But those problems seem to diminish. They seem to go away when you focus on solutions. People in demand that are magnetic tend to be organized. You get in their car, it tends to be clean. You go into their office, it tends to be organized. You know, you walk into their home, you feel something special. And it's not that they are anal. They're just organized. People in demand constantly, constantly, constantly are doing positive affirmations. You know, I sometimes will tell a client, okay, now this is an affirmation I want you to focus on, and I'd like you to do it maybe 100 times a day. 100 times a day? I was thinking like twice a day, morning and evening. Why not do it while you're driving? Why not do it while you're showering? Why not do it while you're running? Why not do it while you're walking? You know, always be affirming your personal power, who you are, where you're going, what you're about. People that are in demand, that are magnetic, practice creative visualization all the time. Not every now and then when they're in the mood. They schedule it. Oh, don't bother me for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to be in my office. Turn off the lights. Practice creative visualization. People from Ben Franklin on down have practiced creative visualization. From Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, you name it. They all did, and they all do. And finally, people that are in demand seem to have a connection to Source, whether you believe in God or whether you believe in energy. They have this connection, this relationship with Core, with Source, with Spirit. And it just permeates. You just see the shine in their eyes, the light. You know, the old artists used to call it a halo. You should draw a halo around someone. You know, I know that you will be a person in demand, a magnetic individual. Nothing's going to stop you. I really want you to visit our website at www.lawofattractionsolutions. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Boy, we did 30 minutes today, and it turned out to be an hour. Sometimes it's an hour, and it's free. Come on. Visit us. You know, it's simple. Get on your computer, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We also have some empowering programs there for you as well. Thank you so much for listening. Pass the word. Share us on Facebook. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, because you deserve it.
Are you looking for a new direction for your life? Are you tired of working for the man at your dead-end job? Is there a yearning inside of you to help others? You could be a candidate to join Robert Zink's Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Team. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Hawes invite you to join this 6-month intensive to become a certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach. You will learn the secrets of the ancient mystery schools, energy healing, magic, Kabbalah, hermetics, hypnosis, NLP, advanced secrets of the law of attraction, and more. As a certified miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, you will be able to guide others to personal empowerment, success, and abundance. Call now to join the team, 775-298-5052. That's 775-298-5052. Clearly leave your name and number so we can get started right away. Enrollment is filling up fast. For more information, write to lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. It's time for you to bring deep purpose to your life. Start the Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coaching Intensive today.